Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast was made possible by Hey Grill Hey.
You can't spell slaughter without laughter. Oh, that's not one.
I mean, it kind of is.
It is. It's not in the same. It's less fun.
There is no I in team, but there is a me.
There's an I in win.
Yeah. All right, Jordan, calm down. There's an I in team. I've seen it. There's like a thing where it's like the negative space in the A.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Hi, guys.
What's
I don't know. How's it going?
Good. Real good.
You should have a bunch of food stories, too, I would think.
I
do.
I just stuck it around trying to figure out the shame thing, but...
I do, too.
Like, it makes sense.
Welcome to my life.
Ham. Ham. It's a nice ham you got there.
I know.
Be ashamed if someone put an S and an E around it.
I understand it. It just blows my mind.
S-H-A-M-E.
It blows my mind that works. So I just have been thinking about it, like, how cool that is.
Oh, I thought you didn't understand. No,
I get it.
You guys ever try and move letters around?
Because in my brain, there's 18 letters in shame, but ham's only three letters. So my brain's trying to, like, wrap itself around that joke.
I get that,
I understood the joke, but I was just like, shame's way too long for just two extra letters on ham.
There's no way. It doesn't add up. Mathematically, that joke doesn't make sense.
3 + 2 = 5. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang it.
Shame. All right.
Whew.
Actually, I have some food stories, too.
Excellent.
We don't even have to do a topic this week.
We could literally skip it.
We might. We'll see how it goes.
We're not going to introduce a topic just yet.
Again, you knew what this was.
So I was, not to get all regular tree, but what's the opposite of evergreen? Dies every year? Annuals? Not to get annual on you guys, but I was thinking about the term from our last episode that you said, that we actually used as the title, blue ears. And I was like, that's not the same thing, because that's not like... And as I started to think to myself why it's not, I was like, oh, no, that's exactly what it is. Because I was like, no, because that's when you, like, drag it out forever, but there's no payoff. And then I was like, oh, yeah, no,
it's 100%
that's,
that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That might be our new tagline.
I was glad you named the episode that, by the way.
Will your ears ever be relieved?
Come for maybe. The blue ears? Just kidding. All right.
My goodness.
I just am happy that you mentioned the evergreen thing again, because I ran into our friendly UPS driver the other day.
Did he say anything?
No, but I just know he's going to hate it, and it just makes me laugh. So
he shouldn't hate it. We're adapting due to his preference.
I hate that we... shouted him out on the episode?
No, he just...
Hey, Jared.
Well, that too.
Hi, Jared. He's a part of the show now.
He got out of his truck. He's like, man, one of these days I want to be like listening to it when I run into you. And I was like, well, we should release more episodes then.
Now, take it easy.
Whoa.
Listen.
First, this one is down to the wire.
First come to listeners, then we'll come into more episodes.
Yeah. No, we're not like in high demand right now.
Yeah, it's a whole supply and demand thing. It's very complicated.
All right. Who wants to start? Let's do this. Whoever is the most handsome will pick who goes first. So I will pick who is going first. Just kidding.
I agree.
That's a listener's joke because they can't see us.
Oh.
But the hairiest will go first. Denny?
Yo.
You over there with your scalp, your mane, your glorious lion's mane.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Tell us a food story.
What can we do for you?
I recently went to my brother's going to school up north in Logan, Utah, and I realized that since starting this podcast, as we've continued to evolve, especially since we went to New York, that I'm turning everywhere I go into a food trip. it's like I'm going like, oh, I'm so excited to see my family, which I am. But also, I have an agenda, and I'm upfront with it about that with them. I told Gavin when I got there, I was like, here are the two places that I have to hit, and everything else is gravy.
For the record, that's one of my whole purposes for loving to travel is experiencing.
That's a newer evolution for me, but I totally get why it would be now.
That's I believe what you're describing is called the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. Every trip is a food trip.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. So I've come all the way back around on the hunter-gatherer lifestyle.
So you found your ancestral roots. Got it.
And there were a couple of places that were on Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives in Logan. And so I was like, I for sure got to go there.
Sorry.
What's up?
I just saw this stupid thing about like 5D. It was like Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives and Dungeons and Dragons.
I like that, though.
It just popped into my head.
You know how many times over the last 30 years of my life hanging out with this guy that I thought that he was laughing at me? Like I felt shame because he was laughing at me, but he's just laughing at a funny thing he saw the other day.
Every time. Why do you think I'm laughing at you?
No.
Because I always thought you were a jerk.
No.
It's not every time. It's because. Let's be clear.
Okay, sometimes like I was laughing at you.
85 to 90% of the time it's not.
I'm just sitting here. What is so funny about what he's talking about?
Because the stupidest things like send me into like a different train of thought. And I'm like, Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives and Dungeons and Dragons.
I like that, though.
It was like, I'm going to play some D&D and D&D and D&D or something.
We're going to play D&D while watching Triple D?
That would be fun. I don't know. I've never played D&D.
I haven't either, but I would do that version.
I did play D&D one time. I didn't understand the game. The house I was in. You know what? I'm going to skip that part.
Okay.
It's too specific. Anyway, go on.
So there's a place called Tandoori Oven that is a Indian joint. Ooh. And it was I always get like paneer marsala, basically. Paneer or anything. When I get Indian, because I'm about that paneer.
You can't let Denny get near paneer.
Nope. Or else it'd be gone, but...
A paneer death experience.
It is funny, but I did almost die.
What'd you do for dinner the other night? I had a PDE. So... So I always go with paneer, but again, on Triple D, they made like the chicken tikka masala, and that's not usually a dish that I go for, but I tried it. Oh my gosh, it was incredible. It was so good. Highly recommended if you're in the Logan, Utah area.
Which I highly recommend not being.
I mean, it's very pretty up there.
If you trip and fall and find yourself in Logan, Utah.
Should you find yourself, unfortunately, in Logan, Utah.
I get that it's way up there, but it feels kind of like being there. It feels like if our hometown was cool. That's what it feels
like. Listen, I agree with that 100%. I've been to Logan a few times, and I'm like, this is like Cedar City-esque, but...
But cool.
I wouldn't mind living here.
Yeah.
It's not different enough for me.
Yeah, I get that. It's like right up to that line.
Yeah.
on this specific thing, I had some people sit next to me in the booth next to me. Mm-hmm. And I understand that there are some people that don't like spice, things like that.
Ice spice?
No, just not ice spice, not dune spice, not spice at all. Just they don't like spice.
Ginger spice?
Sporty spice?
Sierra spice?
So this mom and I'm assuming her two children who go to Utah State were sat in a booth next to me.
Oh, baby spice.
And they were, yeah, it was mama spice and baby spices. And they were ordering and she's like, what's your favorite curry? And the dude was like, all of these are curries. Like, what kind of like area do you want to narrow it down in? Because most of these are technically curries.
Yeah.
And then they ordered, and they were all of them, all three of them were like, no spice, though. Like, spice level, zero. Zero spice level. And I was like, you're in an Indian restaurant.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Live life a little bit. Like, I get some people have maybe, like, a reaction to it. But if it's just a little discomfort, push your boundaries. Don't go into, I mean, this goes for all kinds of different cuisines. But don't go in there being like,
don't go in there if that's what you want. Yeah,
basically. Like I mean, not to put it like this, but kind of to put it like this. It felt like they came in there and was like, but make it white. And it's like, come on. It's like.
Could you do it like if McDonald's did it?
Yeah. I was sitting there and mine was medium and I was sweating. Like I literally rubbed my napkin to my forehead multiple times, but it was so delicious I couldn't stop eating. But I was just like, what are you doing with this experience? Why are you like basically handicapping this experience for yourself? Like, I get if you don't like really spicy, but mild is not going to hurt you. You'll be okay.
Just was it an Indian family running the restaurant?
It wasn't like a family joint. There were a lot of different people there. Apparently, the chef there, one of the chefs there, used to work at Bombay Cafe down here.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I was talking to him because I told him where I was from, and he was like, oh, there's some restaurants down there. And I was like, I love Red Fort. And he's like, have you ever tried Bombay Cafe? And I was like, actually, yes. And he's like, one of our chefs used to work there. And I was like, powerful, okay.
Maybe the family had been there before. Although the curry thing makes it seem not, right?
Yeah, no.
But maybe they'd been there before and they were like low spice and then almost died. So they were like, no spice.
Trust me with the rest of how their conversation went once the food got there. They have never been there before. And I'm not sure ever tried Indian food before, and that's fine.
Maybe never been in public.
Listen, I want people to try different kinds of foods. I think that's super important for us to expand our palates in that way.
I didn't try Indian food till I was 25.
I was maybe 35. Yeah. Like, and now it's probably my favorite cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was not the case. Okay. Just trust me based on the conversation.
I try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I know. It's wrong sweet
of me.
But anyways, I thought that was sort of a silly situation. Second, there's a place up there called Sabores. And they do all kinds of different cuisines. Have either of you ever tried a dish called Lomo Saltado?
Yes.
Oh, dude, Lomo Saltado freaking rules.
Peruvian. Lomo Saltado?
Bro, yeah. They have it at Viva Chicken here in town. It's so good.
I mean,
over French fries?
Okay.
I'm stopping.
Did you know that there are only two Viva Chicken? Is that the place?
No, I mean, what you're about to say after the two is correct, but okay. The two is incorrect.
Yeah.
There's only one, and it's here, and the rest are in the South.
No, two places that they are, here and the South.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
Anyway, go on.
I misread the... Oh, shoot.
Ours here is the last one to use charcoal in the grill, which is dope.
Also, they're the only one ever that has given me violent food poisoning, so...
Whoa!
I do not eat there.
No Viva Chicken.
I don't blame you.
But maybe I'll try it now that I know they have Lomo Saltado. Maybe I cannot resist.
What is it?
It's like the craziest loaded fries you've ever had. It's like pepper, bell peppers, jalapeno, this like tomato kind of almost a curry sauce again, over like with like a skirt steak. just sliced up and it's all cooked together, and then it's put over, you got white rice, French fries, and then this curry sauce with the steak.
It was curry?
Well, it's not curry sauce, but it's like a tomato-y thick sauce that is made with the peppers and tomatoes and stuff.
Are you talking about ketchup?
No, I am not.
It's like a semi-sweet curry.
It's got this tang, you know?
Yeah, like a tangy, pasty tomato.
It's like if you had sugar tang sauce, you know?
That's different here. They just have like...
It's German company.
They cook up like tomato chunks.
You lost me.
Yeah, so you might not like this one.
Oh, the place that made me sick, I might not like.
Yeah. I don't go there.
I mean, I'll try
it. Save it all for me.
But anyways, yeah, Gavin and I both tried that, and it was my favorite meal of the trip, and I tried a lot of new stuff on this trip, and it was so good.
Even though this is a podcast and I can just listen to it, and you've said it five times already, one more time, what's it called?
Lomo Saltado.
Lomo Saltado?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Tato thing's really throwing me off.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
He's right here.
Lomo Saltado.
Yeah.
I like that better.
Yeah, or Lomo Saldeno. It's
no.
They're all delicious. These are all delicious dishes. But yeah, it was so good. Like, I mean, it's heavy. There's a lot of carbs there, but it's good.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, I tried an Impossible Burger for the first time ever.
Ooh. Where?
At Gavin's apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like super high into those. Like, he's super into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever tried one, Lloyd?
I have.
How do you feel about it?
For me, it was not the taste that was the issue. It was the texture / consistency, I guess, of the patty.
Hmm.
I didn't hate it, but that's where I was like, I don't know.
How about you, Tadio?
I didn't hate it. But I would choose a beef one 10 out of 10 times.
I felt like it. I agree that it isn't bad. I was actually surprised at how much I like could eat it. I was not planning on it. It was sort of a situation. Was like, oh, here's some burgers. Just kidding. It's an Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
I think my problem is that they're trying to cheat it as a burger when like it should just say like what's it actually made out of. Like, what plants or whatever are in there, and tell me it's a sandwich.
Yeah, my problem is that they're trying to make it too much like a burger.
Yeah.
Instead of just making a sandwich. It was, like, almost too irony. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, not ironic. Like,
containing too much iron. Yes. I followed you. Yes.
Yeah, it was. The aftertaste, it tasted almost like it was, like, hey, it's bloody meat. And it's like, no.
Well, when you
think, that's not what I like about a burger.
When you think about like all the dead insects and like small wildlife that were killed to put a Impossible Burger factory there. I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was it? The irony.
Yeah.
It is ironic to eat it and think that you're doing animals a favor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I totally get it as an alternative. I think it's totally passable. And I think that over time I could become more into it. But it was a very strong, it was almost trying too hard to add a bloody taste to it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like that. That's not what I like about a burger. You're missing the point.
Yeah.
I feel like we may have to cut this. You could be the judge later, but I think that maybe this is why a lot of conservative people get so upset about like pronouns and transgender people, because they're just like, that's not a burger. You can't just say you're a burger. It's just bad plant-based burger experiences have turned them against, like, anyway.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to cut that. I mean, that seems fine.
I just feel like, you know, anyway.
So sometimes if there has been times where there's been a black bean burger on the menu and I've ordered it because it's like, oh, I know what it is. It's black beans.
What is this? I'm so glad that you kept going.
What? I have no idea. It's so
based
funny.
On the conversation we were having and how you started your story was like
we were talking about Impossible Burgers, like non-beef burgers.
You're right. Yes. Non-beef burgers.
You hit the Tobler Ranch. Yep. Ranch dressing.
So, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go on.
Black bean burgers.
No, I just like I actually because I know what I'm getting and I'm like oh. And it has its own specific flavor.
Yeah, it is specifically that. Like, that's what it's meant to be.
Right, Impossible Burgers skeeve me out.
Yeah. This is what bugs me is exactly that. Like, okay, Taco Bell, for example. I've said this multiple times. Like, I like them a lot because it's really easy to get vegetarian options. You can just do black beans instead of ground beef on, like, anything. So it's kind of awesome. But, like... I'm not like, oh, I'm eating ground beef. Like, I know I'm having close enough. Like, yeah, kind of in line with what you guys are saying. I'm just like, we don't need to do this. Like, you could just eat the vegetables, like, and then eat beef. Yeah. If you don't want to eat beef, just don't eat beef.
Also,
but like, you don't get to, you can't, you, it's like the cake thing, but it's beef, you know? You can't be a vegetarian and eat your beef too.
Instead of spending all this time and money trying to figure out how to make these not meat things taste like meat,
just eat a carrot.
Just try and make these not meat patties taste good. Like, how about that?
Yeah, instead of making it taste like beef.
How about give me an actual alternative option instead of an alternative meat? I don't want an alternative meat. If I want meat, I'll have meat. Yeah. If I don't want meat, I want an alternative option. Give me something delicious. Well, I don't want something that is like oh, these this is chickpeas and black beans and just fake blood. Like, okay, thanks, gross thing.
Fake blood.
That's what it tastes like. It's
the blood
so
is
much.
The blood is real.
It's so much.
It's the like, blood of patriots.
This is lab grown clone blood. Like, I don't need it.
So here's the thing though. Like, I completely agree with you 100%, and I don't understand this topic at all, so this is the right place to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about like choice. It's not like they're not trying. Believe me, vegetarians are not a big enough market that any special interest group is trying or like any groups trying to appease to them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is electric cars. Like I think to a degree, this is like we literally can't keep doing this. So we have to figure something different out. This is not sustainable. Like, so we have to find a different way to appease the meat eaters. Like, I think it's like you're going to have to learn to like this because you can't have that anymore.
Like, eventually after we switch from meat to this fake iron tasting
yes.
thing, and then eventually there may be eventually a delicious alternative option.
No, I mean, like, we're trying to look at it like it's just like I don't think it's for vegetarians. I think it's getting people ready for when we can no longer sustainably provide the world with hamburgers.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's to like, hey, you want a burger, but you're morally opposed to it? We got you. I don't think they care about
that. I think I would rather just skip that step.
I think it's just like because it's not – I just don't – I mean, the population continues to grow. Like, we're going to run out of room eventually, right? Like, I think they're trying to find alternatives to feed people.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And again, like I said, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It was edible. I ate, like, at least half of it. But again, earlier that day, I just filled myself to the brim with the most delicious chicken tikka masala that I've ever had in my life. What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. You got a face.
Don't we all?
Wait, they didn't have paneer?
Oh, they did.
Oh, okay.
But Guy recommended the chicken tikka masala, so that's what I did. And again, like, it was good, but it was trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's my only issue with this. Like, it's like, do less. It's okay. Like, you're just pushing it a bit too hard.
For me, it's like I'd had a veggie burger before in my life. And it was like, oh, it kind of tastes like a veggie burger, but they're trying way too hard to make it be like beef. Like, just call it a veggie burger.
Yeah, and I get that it's not as, like, that's not as sexy on a menu. That's another entire thing with this, is like, you've got to be able to sell it. Like, veggie burger, nobody wants a veggie burger. But if you made something delicious and called it, like, the macho burger or something like that.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. And you were like, what is a macho burger? I guess I'll try that. And you did, and it was delicious, but it was not.
Tastes like Slim Jim.
But it was not,
to my plant-based burger.
Yeah, but it was no meat, no preservatives. It was just delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's how you would do it. But there's no like pop with veggie burger.
Yeah. Impossible Burger is a great name.
Yeah.
Although I think that name should have been used for like the 2 foot tall Red Robin burgers and stuff like that. Cause they're impossible to eat as a human.
Yeah. It's like
the mouth.
It's like your pancake size hamburger patties. Like, this is an impossible burger.
Impossible to eat.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff about, like, burgers need to be wider, not taller, like we're doing it wrong. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea, except Burger King follows that logic, and they're, like, third place, fourth place with burger places in this country.
Listen, this may be it's not my favorite place. We've done countdowns of fast food places and fast food items and everything, but I think from major fast food chains, which is like, I'm talking coast to coast chains, not like a regional place, nothing like that, but like major burger chains, I think Burger King has the best burger. Just like across the board, best beef patty. Across the board. Not even close. Like, everyone's like the double quarter or the quarter pounder, and like it's not okay to me that this meat's different than the rest of your meat, first of all.
Yeah, I feel the quarter pounder is like the definition of a straw man. Like, that is not it.
Yeah.
It's not it. I lean Wendy's for best burger.
I think Wendy's has a better burger, like, overall, but
the beef patties at Burger King lean more towards like your backyard hamburger, like you cooked in your backyard.
I just think maybe like it's, or just you, like a burger, like a local burger joint.
Yeah, like it's got the texture. Whereas with Wendy's and McDonald's, I feel it's almost like I really like this, but something's off about the texture here.
Yeah,
like it's too uniform and too fine.
Too fine. We're good. Let's see.
Okay.
What's next?
Wait, was Sabores on Triple D?
It was also, yes.
Oh, dope.
Sabores and
is that all you
Tandoori
got?
Oven
was
were...
the Lomo Saltado?
Yeah, I mean, and it was enough.
And you guys shared it?
No, we each got one, and we ate about half.
Dude, you should have got two different things.
Gavi wasn't feeling real well. It was a whole thing. He wasn't sure what he wanted to get. I placed my order. He was like, oh, that sounds dope, and then we just did that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you know, noted. And I went to Tandoori Oven by myself because he was busy in meetings and everything. So, but I do love that idea. I wish, because the other thing on Triple D was the peanut butter burger, and I was very curious about that.
And peanut butter burger at Sabores?
Yeah. They have, like, their menu ranges globally. Apparently, the guy that started it used to cook for Reagan. Like, former President Ronald Reagan. Like, he's got, like, experience cooking all over the place. Their menu is very diverse, and it was awesome. But I did not try the peanut butter burger this time, but I will be back, Sabores. I will be back.
Peanut butter burger.
I'm going to Logan in July.
What are we going to Logan for?
Just barbecue competition stuff.
Is it anywhere near that, like, pit stop or whatever it's called? Do you know about that place?
Barbecue pit stop.
Yeah. I drove by it, and I was like, I know Todd knows about this place. Yeah. I know he does.
I mean, our products are in there. So.
Yeah, I almost stopped to check, but I just assumed. I was like, of course they are.
We have one of those here. It's a chain. It's a Utah chain.
Oh, I did not know that. The last thing I have on my crazy food adventure, I spent the last week out of town trying new foods. I'm sorry for going on and on.
Don't be sorry. I was not prepared to host an episode.
This is great.
For the first time in my life, I was able to eat at an IKEA.
Ah, did you have the meatballs?
You better believe I did.
Those Swedish meatballs are fantastic.
You know what's funny? Okay. This is potentially going to catch a lot of hate. I'll just start a disclaimer. The IKEA Swedish meatballs are the best Swedish meatballs I've ever had. Now,
they're the only Swedish meatballs he's ever had.
No, growing up, especially in my super in my super poor times, Banquet has a Swedish meatballs and noodles meal.
Yeah, they do,
and it's pretty good. It was one of my favorites for a long time.
No, it's not.
And I mean, it's probably not actually pretty good, but like, listen, at the time, it was a favorite.
Yeah.
So when I took my first bite of this IKEA meatball, expecting a transcendent experience, I ate it and I said to myself, that's a Swedish meatball. Like, that's exactly what it tasted like. Like, the tastes are not that far off.
This tastes like IKEA.
However, it's very good. And I think it's called lingonberry.
Yep.
The lingonberry jam. Like, I get a little bit of that on my fork, then stab a meatball, rub it around in the sauce, and then just eat it. And it was like this sweet, savory deliciousness. Mm-hmm. It was real, real good. Real good.
Yeah. I've had a few consistency issues with the meatballs where I've got, you know, a weird texture in there here and there. But I looked forward to going to IKEA because it doesn't matter if I was hungry. I'm stopping to get some meatballs.
I mean, they're definitely good. I only got the, because I was on the road and I didn't want to eat too much, so I only got the 8-piece. I mean, I could sit there and eat at least 12, no problem.
I feel like it's a real missed opportunity that Kia's food area isn't like a construct your own meal type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a real dumb of them. The meatballs are fine, though.
Did you have fun doing this? Well, wait till you see our furniture.
Yeah, it would have to be like vague and or complicated instructions on how to order your food or something.
Well, then
like
the labels wouldn't be in English. Yeah. You'd be like, what is it?
And you wouldn't have all the things you needed to actually
try
eat
the floor,
food.
And it's great. What is it? I don't know.
Scream and scrubbing.
Can I get a scream and scrubbing and rack them?
Also, they need a Muppet Swedish chef in every location.
Hurdy turdy.
Oh my gosh. I would move to Draper if that was happening. But anyways, yeah, they were good. They had some mac and cheese that was recommended to me by my sister-in-law that was also really good. It was good to start, and then I found a pepper packet that I used about half of it on, and they have packets of Cholula, and I dripped in some Cholula in that and mixed it all up. Transcendent mac and cheese.
Ooh.
That's how you make it real good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But that's my food adventures for now. I mean, I guess I'm going to take up half an episode.
Are we ready for a break?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That was amazing.
We will be right back after this break.
This podcast was made possible by Hey Grill Hey and the Hey Grill Hey app. Hey Grill Hey have spent years developing a delicious lineup to help enhance your next barbecue's flavor profile. They offer a wide variety of sauces sure to keep your menu fresh. After some sweet heat, try the apple jalapeno. A versatile heavy hitter? Try the everything sauce. A sweet and sticky glaze? Try the maple bourbon. Something a bit adventurous? Try the whiskey peach. Or how about something brand new? Try the Texas style. They also offer a variety of flavorful rubs sure to enhance any barbecue endeavor, including beef, chicken, and sweet rubs. And if you're just looking to rep your favorite barbecue brand, they have items ranging from newly designed snapbacks and t-shirts, sweatbands for those hot summer cookouts, stickers, butcher paper, recipe ebooks, and even meat shredder claws. They also have gift cards if you simply want to support the backyard barbecue hero in your life. Don't be afraid to get out there and try something new on the grill. Use Hey Grill Hey's line of products to help you become a backyard barbecue hero today.
let's start talking again, I guess.
All right.
Well, Denny.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. Well, I may have had the best breakfast burrito I've ever had in my life as well.
This last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what I said?
Who said?
The tape will show. I don't have any idea. Anyways, it was It was the best breakfast burrito I've ever had.
If you say Maverick, I'm walking out the door right now.
It was at
Maverick.
Not the Maverick that was on North Main, but the Maverick that was on. No, I'm just kidding. It was
not that one, the good Maverick.
You know what's funny? They have at the end of Main Street two Mavericks literally across the street from each other.
Jeez.
And one of them is very clearly the good Maverick, and one of them is very clearly not. Hmm. And I always stop at the not. I don't know. Anyways, it was at this place called Herm's Inn.
Oh, I've eaten there.
Yeah. And it was like they did the thing where after you make a burrito and you like grill it so that it seals up and gets crispy on the outside.
I've had this burrito.
So it was crispy on the outside, but it was like biting into a pillowy dream.
Yeah.
Once you get through the tortilla.
Sounds pretty dank.
It was dank AF. That burrito was bussin' for real.
Oh my God.
It was pretty mid.
Yeah, on God. It was
skibbity.
Yeah. So
Todd's having a stroke.
It was so good.
It had the riz.
And it was so
extra riz for me, please.
Yeah. It was so large, this breakfast burrito. And they cut it on a bias, which you know I love with my burritos.
You're biased towards the bias.
I am. But then on the side they have like half a plate of like
home taters?
Yeah, like skillet home fries, whatever.
Super good also.
And they were delicious, but I was just like, I cannot possibly hope to try and eat most of this plate. It was nuts, but it was so, so good. And my sister-in-law got these banana pancakes. Oof. Yeah. And they are served with this lemon butter. And let me tell you, the lemon butter did not disappoint in the flavor profile department. The combination of lemon butter on banana pancakes is a flavor explosion that you are not expecting or ready for. But it was good. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
sounds like a lot of yellow.
When we were up in Logan for a Camp Chef event, because Camp Chef's headquarters are in Logan.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Everyone... I'm like, hey, we're going to grab some breakfast before we head out of town. Where should we go? Unanimous.
Everybody said Herm's.
Everybody said Herm's.
Yeah. It was legit. Like, again, when I was telling Gavin, I was like, I'm here to see you. I'm here to go to this concert. I'm here to see my nephew and sister-in-law and visit family. But I'm also here for food. The very thing that they suggested the next morning after I got there was like, if you're here for food, we have to go to Herm's. Mm-hmm. And so we did. He got this like fried chicken skillet thing that was the special. What?
For breakfast?
Yeah. But it was breaded in a way that it almost seemed like karage chicken. Like it was like
Please explain what karage chicken is for those that don't know.
It's chicken that can do karage.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever seen Karage Kid?
It's doing the crane.
Yeah.
I gotta get this off my chest.
Okay.
Herm's sounds like a pronoun and it's making me giggle. He herm.
No, it's when a dude gets a perm. It's called a herm. Wait. A herm.
All right, I'm sorry. Go on.
Karage chicken I think it's double breaded. The way that, I don't know. I've watched like YouTube chefs, like Joshua Wiseman makes a good one. It looked delicious. He does like fried chicken from a bunch of different countries in a tournament, and it is an awesome video to watch. But he goes through the process of breading the karage chicken, and it fries up it's a lighter It looks lighter when it's done, but it's also craggly. It has a very distinct look. And so when it came out, I was like, that like looks a lot
karage?
Like
karage?
Yeah. It's not like...
Karagali?
Karagali? Yeah.
It's a little karagali, but it's just karage.
It's twice fried?
Yeah. I mean, I think
that karate? Like carotid artery?
No,
like,
I mean, it might be.
Kalage, your carotid artery?
Also, a funny thing, Gavin, if you're listening, I hope you'll appreciate this. He got his with like a side of toast, and it came with this like little paper ramekin of what I assume to be raspberry preserves, but I couldn't confirm it 100%. My sister-in-law is allergic to strawberry. And neither he nor I could confirm it to the point where she could try it because we're like, it tastes like red berry jam. We don't know. Please don't try this. But anyways, like it came on his plate because he got toast. I assumed that it was for the toast. And he just like pours it all over his chicken skillet. And I was like, you're a madman. But you know what? It was so good.
I bet it was delicious.
It was delicious. Sweet and savory. It was wonderful. It was like skillet chicken and waffles with potatoes and peppers. It was good. Anyways, Herms is dope.
Did you confirm what it is?
Karage chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like twice fried chicken, like you said.
Fried? Refried chicken.
But yeah, that's what it looked like. I mean, again, I've seen one on a video, and I've seen one in a skillet, and I was like, that looks like that. That's as good as I could do.
What's the name of that chef / Instagram page that you sent us of the guy watching people make stupid recipes and judging them?
It's Chef Reacts.
Chef Reacts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's hilarious.
He is. It's been stuck in my head. I was just going to tell you, I watched a bunch more of those. When you said the thing about cutting it on a bias, it reminded me because someone made this like awful, awful, like gigantic wrap. Was it the one that you sent us where they used all the tortillas?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't that one, but someone made some horrendous rap, and he's like, yeah, cut it on a bias, sure, why not, I guess.
Yeah, he's such a jerk about it, but he's also right, because they're just like,
yeah,
we're gonna cut this like this, and he's like, oh yeah, sure, why not, like, let's just die.
Yeah, let's whatever, it's not, yeah, put some more tortillas on there.
Yep. He's awesome.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
But yeah, I went up there for a concert, and I came back with a million food stories. Side note on the concert real quick, though. I learned a valuable lesson this trip, and I haven't been to a live show in a number of years. Yeah. Put your phones away.
Oh, yeah?
Put your phones away. I was looking from where I was standing.
I know.
I'm not going to put my phone away.
Todd is on his phone right now. I don't mean right now in this situation. You're good to look up stuff and respond to whatever. I'm talking about when you're at a show.
Yeah.
Stop recording every single song or taking pictures or whatever. Like,
snippets are
just
fine.
Just be in the moment.
Dude.
What about snippets?
I mean, if you get your phone up
for
and
what?
Out.
For like, what? You gonna watch him again later?
I do.
You don't. No one does.
No, no one ever does. I have some great shots from previous concerts. I didn't take a single picture of Alkaline Trio because I was so annoyed by everybody else holding their phones. I could see
you could watch 1,000 mini concerts.
I could see the stage and also like 10 phones in my purview, and I was like, why are you like blocking part of my view to record something that you're going to post and you're going to get 5 likes from your best friends? And I'm excited for you for it, but like, put your phone away, like be in the moment, watch the show. It really, you know, this is, I mean, it may turn into a weekly segment, but this is what really ground my gears this week.
Yeah. I constantly yell at my wife about that with our baby. It's like, just look at him. I'm just kidding. But my sister, I sent her a picture of our baby, and she's like, send more. And I was like, I don't have any more. She's like, you don't take pictures of your baby? And I was like, no, I hang out with him.
Yeah,
like,
I live with my baby.
Yeah, like, he's my bro. I've always felt that way, like, just be here.
Yeah,
like,
if I'm like, oh man, I wish I could see my baby, I turn my head and I look over there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's my baby.
Hey, I just look down and he's sitting on my lap. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's wild.
But yeah, people really do have a thing with that. I saw on the internet while I was on my phone. It was like a girl painting a picture and a kid taking a picture of it. And then like she had one like heart, you know, next to her painting the actual picture. And then he had like 1,000 likes from posting a picture of her painting the picture, whatever.
That makes me really sad, but that is also a really good idea.
Yeah.
So. For art.
I've been grateful for the video filmers, but I think there should be some kind of unanimous, like, that guy's going to film it. And he's the only one with the cell phone up. And then we can all, hey, what's your YouTube? We'll all go watch it later.
Yes. I think the venue should probably consider doing that. And also, you check your phone at the door. I don't need to see flashlights come on when it's like a slower song instead of lighters. Like, no, lighters were cool. Flashlights are stupid. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. You can't light a joint with your cell phone. Yeah. You don't need
you
that
You can
in
try,
here.
But you will not be successful. Dude,
trust me, Pete you Wentz. Cannot.
Pete Wentz made us turn our flashlights on.
He didn't make you do anything.
Yeah, he did.
That was back when it was.
You don't. You've never seen the way he looks at you. Okay.
I've seen him.
Try and say
he can
no
make
to
you
Pete
do
Wentz.
All. Yeah, he can make you do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we should dive into that on a different episode. It's not, or maybe a different podcast.
He's not Pete Wants to Go. He's Pete Wentz.
He's Pete Wentz. Yeah. But yeah, it bothered me. I wanted to enjoy the show, and I kept looking at everybody's screens because I'm trained to look at screens. That's what I do. That's what my brain does. Mm. Like, screen, watch that. Like, no, I want to watch the show.
Yeah. They should put it on a screen.
There's just no decorum anymore. You know? To be a very old man, and I'll own it.
Do you? I feel like you sound right now like someone 30 years ago sounded when they got on an airplane and be like, why isn't anybody in a suit?
You know what? That person was also right.
You're wearing sweats on a plane.
If you're one of these barefoot SOBs on an airplane, GTFO.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Todd's a barefooter.
Todd, don't. Are you serious?
I put the blanket over my feet.
Okay, well, at least as long as they're covered. But I'm seeing Denny, pictures
and
of
I'm
like,
sitting next to my spouse. And, if I'm next to a stranger, heck no.
And he's in a totally different part of the plane where there's way more room.
Yeah, I mean like... I mean, if you're a normie.
We're in our own private cabin. Now, what are you guys flying?
We fly on the Hey Grill Hey Jet, so pretty roomy. Shoes are optional.
Okay, that's a whole different situation. But I'm talking about if you're in coach, keep your socks on at least, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to just rant about things, but that dude about the suits was right.
Yeah.
We used to be a country.
We used to be a proper
is
country.
What I'm saying. Is what I'm saying to you right now.
I don't want to get dressed up to go to the airport.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Well, it's the airport's fault because you have to get undressed halfway through the airport. So I'm not going to wear a bunch of layers.
Shoes and a belt is not undressed.
You don't know.
Get TSA pre-check, bro. I mean,
you don't know about my metallics.
If you're wearing three things and two of them are shoes and a belt, then yes, that is undressed.
TSA pre-check, all I'd have to do is take off my jacket. That was it.
I want to wear the most inconvenient outfit to an airport. Like just a onesie that has clear metal lace throughout it. And just go through like, beep. Like, sorry, you guys want me to take this off? Just go through. Do you think they would make me go through my underwear? Or do you think
they would strip you down
they
for
sure.
They
would take me to another
room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They probably wouldn't let me in that far.
You'd be like, oh, we got a shenanigans over yeah. here.
In my experience, the TSA people don't have a good sense of humor.
I swear I'm not hiding anything dangerous under this shiny outfit. Yeah.
I'm just dressed like it's just me. I'm just Zoltan, you know? I'm just here for
Zoltan.
Yeah, I'm just here for that.
Man, the more I think about the stuff I want to do, the more I think the crazy things I've seen people do, those people weren't crazy like I thought. They were just really bored.
Maybe.
And just like, I'm going to do it, whatever. Who cares? But
yeah.
All right.
So, cool. Anyways, yeah, I've had a lot of ranting so far.
Todd, do you have any experiences this week?
I mean, I had a lot of experiences this week, food being amongst them. We took a spontaneous last minute trip to Hawaii, which was...
In the Hey Girl Hey Jet?
Yep. Okay. I'm fired up this time.
It's actually a big smoker.
I was going to say, yeah. No fire, Todd.
It runs on briskets.
So we run a lot of our business expenses on American Express cards with SkyMiles, and we had enough miles, didn't have to use that many, to fly to Maui for free. It's crazy. So
that's awesome.
But the problem with Maui is that everything is expensive once you get there, so you end up... I think the airlines and the island, the government are in cahoots with each other.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Anyway, yeah, we... honestly, the best thing, there's this town called Kihei, and they have a food truck park, and we went back there three times, and two times I ate at the same place. It was this Thai place, and they have this green curry that you can, and I always got the salmon in it. It's one of the best curry dishes I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that sounds wild.
I know.
When you said green curry, I was like, whoa.
I know.
Sounds wild. And then you said salmon, and I was like, Whoa.
Yeah, I've never been... I've tried green curry in multiple places. I usually kind of stick with the yellow or the red at Thai places, but this place is green curry. Well, Susie agrees. We were both like, this is one of the best. And we went back... Like, the kids were like, let's go back to that food truck park because there was like a... like, our kids love buffalo chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And so, our boys, not my daughter. But yeah, so we went back, and then we just ended up getting the same thing again. It was so good.
Your approach to life is interesting to me. Like, because you said in this story, like, I don't usually like green curry, but that's what you got. You know? Like, I would be like, I don't usually like that, so I'm going to get something I usually like. But you found one you like.
It was we talked to the person taking our order. You know, we always say, hey, what should we get, you know?
Like, oh, you're one of those
people. Yeah. And this person suggested the green curry, but it had shrimp on the menu, but they said we'll put swap it out with salmon, and we're like, okay. Oh, it was so good.
Sounds like they knew what they were talking about.
It was amazing. It's seriously amazing. And they had some Pod Khi Mao drunk noodles that were, you know, run of the mill drunk noodles, but
I love drunk noodles.
You're making me want to try a green curry now, though. I've never had one.
Yeah.
I want to learn make noodles now. Because I want to be able to have, like, pad thai in the middle of the night. Sorry, you just got me.
Oh,
that's my next learn-to-make thing, I think.
Ooh.
The problem with... We cook Thai food at home. They use a lot of the stuff called fish sauce. And it just makes your house smell so bad. So... Good luck. We tried to learn how to cook Thai food at home, and we're like, you know what? We're going to leave this one to the pros.
That's fair, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how we felt with Indian food, too. We've tried Indian food. I'm like, well, we're just going to go to Red Fort.
Yeah.
There was this food truck place had 10 to 12 different food trucks, and they had Japanese, they had Argentinian food, they had a food truck called How's it, eh? Because everyone says how's it there for like what's up,
yeah.
I guess. And then eh, because it was Canadian.
Like so, a poutine truck?
Yeah, they had Kahlua pork poutine.
Oh my god,
bro, so good.
That sounds amazing.
Wait, that does sound amazing. Aren't we going to have poutine? Weren't we going to do it? Like,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get back on that.
But they convinced me to I went to this place one time, only once, so I had to try the Kahlua pork poutine. They had this other poutine that had Portuguese sausage in it.
Oh my gosh.
And kimchi, which is like,
yeah,
dude,
I don't and love like kimchi,
specific sauce, like it's incredible. Like, Hawaii is just this magical place where they just do crazy things with food and it works. This one place, it was a grocery store where they had like a deli. They had ube pancakes, like purple pancakes.
Ube, baby.
Dude.
I've had ube ice cream. It's
ube
tasty.
Ice cream is amazing. Ube donuts.
Did you get that at Sweet Rolled Tacos?
Yes,
try that one?
That's where I've tried it.
Okay.
But I've had it in a couple of the... They had an ice cream place. at this like strip mall next to our hotel that served ube ice cream. I got a scoop of ube with a scoop of coconut.
So that sounds pretty good. Coconut Dude, ice cream is different.
I don't know how I didn't come back 10 pounds heavier. Somehow I kind of stayed the same, but it was, yeah. Another good stop was called Paia Fish House, and we all got like fresh grilled mahi-mahi over like rice and kind of like the same breakfast potato thing was an option. Mm. So lots of fish this trip, which all our kids will eat it now and they love it, which is just crazy to me. Best thing I had was there was this restaurant. It was like a bar restaurant at the hotel, like kind of next to the pool, but they had a big sit down area in there. They had, as one of the appetizers, it was just a fruit plate with some banana bread. I'm like, oh yeah, sure, bring one of those out. They brought it out, and with this was this, I'm like, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's lilikoi curd, like passion fruit curd. Honestly, like the best thing I've, like top five things I've ever had in my life. Okay. And they're like, really? Like people usually don't, like they're like, can we get more of that? They're like, people don't like that. And I'm like,
that's the only one we have. Like, we just keep putting it out on the plate. No one's ever like, touched it before.
Unanimously, all of the waiters and waitresses, everyone that works here, will eat that stuff like until we're sick. We love it so much, but people don't like it. You guys like it? Him. I'm like, dude.
They're like, yes!
All of us, me and my wife and the kids, we were just like, it was this teeny little ramekin, and we were all just like, take it like, I mean, we were rationing it. It was so, it's and like, dipping the banana bread in it and then dipping the fruit in it. Like, we were going crazy.
That's like my family the first time they had that piña colada sauce at Red Lobster.
I've never had that.
Oh, really?
No.
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't eat a Red Lobster frequently, so.
Yeah. We were off it for a long, long time because we had a bad experience, but my mom wanted to go there recently, so we went back. It wasn't bad. It's all right.
I'm just sick. I'm sick of these restaurants. Like everywhere I go today, we went to Red Robin. Yum. I walked in. It just smells like grease and feet. Like we don't clean. Do we not clean? We don't take care of our restaurants.
He's like, what is this? An airplane?
Yeah.
Put your shoes on.
I'm glad that you came all the way back around to complaining about something.
I'm sorry. I was annoyed by it. Red Lobster was the same. I walked into Red Lobster like a year ago with Grandpa, and I'm like, it smells. And then Buffalo
Smells
Wild
Wings. Smells like old man in here. No. Oh, that's you.
But all of the big chain restaurants here in town, you walk in, it's like, dude, have you cleaned in here in the last 10 years? Like, it smells horrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand. At least run something through the air system to overpower it.
Buy a little tree or something.
Anyway.
All right.
Lilikoi curd.
That sounds really good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we have a few food trucks kicking around town, but I wish that there was a day, even a day a month, that we had like a food truck gathering where mm-hmm. they were all together. I would love that.
Hello?
What's up?
Farmer's Market, bro. They have food trucks galore at the Farmer's Market.
Do they? There's
like four of them.
Nah, so many. I had my food experience for the week was the food truck I ate at today. We went to the Biscuit Bus.
Dude, that place is so good.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Tell me about it.
Well, I will. Are you done with your... You went to a whole island. I don't want to ruin your... Are you done?
Just lots of fish and passion fruit. I'm good.
Quick side note on yours so I don't forget it. You know the Hawaiian sun juices?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the...
Yeah. Lilikoi passion juice. My favorite.
So they make jellies. And there's a lilikoi jelly and a guava jelly. I got them for Christmas. And, I mean, those are long gone, but I've gotten some more since then. Very good. Highly recommend them. There's a Polynesian store over on Sunset you can get them at, I believe.
Oh.
Really good. Really, really good.
Oh, right next to Street Eats.
Javelina.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dub's Barbecue and Tia's Tacos.
Yeah, Tia's rules.
There's all kinds of good stuff over there. It's mm-hmm.
I'd never had a pupusa before Tia's.
Really?
Dude, pupusas, they're so good.
They're so good. Aubrey was just talking about the pupusas from Tia's the other day, weirdly.
Oh, we went there after we went hiking one day.
Yeah. Yeah. You were invited.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like something you would have gone to? We're going on a hike.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we invited you. Okay.
You can't just say that because it's something I wouldn't want to do.
You looked at me like, so you guys just went on a hike together.
It's like, we went to work and then we went hiking and then we had pupusas.
Right when we moved here, like 4 years ago, long time ago.
Long time ago. Reggie didn't even exist yet.
Whoa. Okay.
No Booker, no Reggie, no. There's like whole other people now that used to live somewhere. Never mind.
Just a Clay that hated hiking.
Yes, he hated it so much. I had to like bribe him to race me to the end just so we could get him to the car.
I respect that.
It was rough, but yeah. But yeah, so Biscuit Bus. Pretty good.
Have you ever heard of it even?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I am I don't necessarily judge bad marketing logos, whatever you want to call it, you know, but like I definitely appreciate a good logo.
Yeah.
And the Biscuit Bus, solid logo.
Okay.
It's just it's like a circle with dots around the outside, right? Like pressed whatever. I don't know. It just reminds me of like a pie, which is weird because it's biscuits. But biscuits like in the middle in like cursive writing, slanted, right? And then it says the up here and bus down here. And just black and white. Beautiful.
Mm.
Big fan. I just feel like people go too hard. They try to do too much, you know, and you miss the mark a lot. And anyway.
What do you get at a Biscuit Bus?
So.
Ooh, yeah, that is.
That's a good looking logo.
It's classy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like it's worth noting. Yeah, but
keep it simple.
So I made a big mistake. What? What are you looking at?
It looked like a pot pie with a biscuit.
So. My mother-in-law got the pot pie biscuit. It was very good. We got just the Bob, which is the big old biscuit. It's just a biscuit with some honey and some butter.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Outkast. If B.O.B. was just big old biscuit.
Can I get the bombs over Baghdad?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but so that was good. And then Aubrey got this lemon biscuit. I don't know exactly what the flavor was because it had like a lemony custard type thing and berries on it. So it was good though.
That also sounds awesome.
And then I got a banana one. It had banana cream filling, like custard inside. And then it had fresh slices of bananas and Nutella and like wafers. It was like a banana pudding biscuit.
Oh my gosh.
It was really good. The biscuits were outstanding. I don't know why, but I made biscuits. I just got this hair to up my butt to make biscuits one morning. And then like 2 weeks later at a film or a recipe day, Susie was making biscuits. Just biscuits have been in my life a lot lately. Aubrey decided she found this recipe for biscuit pizzas. So we've just been having a lot of biscuit stuff lately. But anyway, I'm saying that to say like I've been eating a lot of biscuits. It was a really, really great biscuit. Top three biscuits I've ever had.
I'm going to be tracking this down.
It's good.
I'm looking at their Instagram and they're just missing an opportunity just to post freaking baller photos of their biscuits. It's all a bunch of reels and you can't. Like, I want to show Denny pictures of what, because, I don't know. It's like.
Biscuit Bus, fix your Graham. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm speechless. I've eaten at this food truck twice, and I consistently think about going back to it as soon as possible, but it's not healthy.
It's not healthy at all. Oh, no.
Yeah, obviously.
I think I got the biscuits and gravy one, and Susie got this one with a bunch of berries and stuff on it.
It was probably the lemon one. Well, there was a berry one, which is what I thought we ended up. I was like, did they give us the wrong one? Because there's a berry one, but the lemon one had berries all over it. So, anyway. How was the gravy?
The pot pie one's calling my name. It was good. It was really good.
I was pissed. We were sitting there with four different things of biscuits, and I'm like, we didn't get biscuits and gravy at the Biscuit Bus, you know? So we're going back.
But I think the pot pie one is probably very similar.
Yeah, it was good. I regretted only getting sweet ones for us, and then my mother-in-law had the savory one because it was like, I needed a savor one in my devour pile, you know?
I think maybe we should go and one of us gets a pot pie and one of us gets the biscuits and gravy.
I mean, I think we could probably just go next week. They're okay. Open. So,
Todd, what are you going to get?
It depends on what I'm feeling, but I want to try another fruity one.
All right. Oh, we can all have a sweet.
Yeah, if you guys get a savory one, I'll get a sweet one.
Yes. Let's do this.
We'll do it. Since we did not go to the gym yet, but we tried.
That's true. We did.
Things, some circumstances happened. Cars died. Life happened.
I worked out twice in Maui on a vacation. I went to the gym twice and on a run.
I did not work out, but I did climb the stairs at the London Bridge, and I felt it the next day. I did them 5 or 6 times.
The London Bridge in Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the Tower Bridge.
Not the London Bridge. We didn't.
No, it's the London Bridge.
Yeah.
The original.
There's no London Bridge anymore. There's just that one.
It's the old London Bridge that's in Lake Havasu.
But the bridge that replaced it is called the Tower Bridge. It's not called the London Bridge.
So, is the one in Havasu the one that
it's the London?
Yeah, they flew it over piece by piece.
London Bridge is falling down. Yeah, that's the. It's in Lake Havasu, and it's doing fine now.
Shout out to Fergie.
Yeah. What's she doing? I haven't heard from her since she sang the national anthem at the All-Star game and everyone laughed at her.
Yeah, I don't know. Just whatever she wants. I don't know.
I'm sure she's all right.
I can't imagine it matters.
All right, we're going to go to the biscuit bus. Hey, guess what we just did? We just did a whole episode with no topic. No topic, and we didn't introduce...
No introduction.
The podcast in general.
Welcome to the Foodie Podcast.
Welcome and goodbye to the Foodie Podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
And we will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.